Blog Talk Radio.
My God,
I love that song. It's working for our good. Amen. No matter what your circumstance say, you have to see it getting better. Hallelujah. How many can attest to that? This 8 day in the new year is getting better. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm going to embrace the better. Amen. Amen. Remember that Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good. Hallelujah. To those that love the Lord and to those that are called according to his purpose. Amen. Even though we can't see it when we're in the fire, we can't see it when the tests and the trials are coming at us so strong, but we have to know that it's still working for our good. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome, wonderful, magnanimous, precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for each and every one of you all tuning in each and every day we're on this broadcast. We're no longer on Mondays and Fridays. Amen. So I know you all are praying about that. But we're on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at a 1 o'clock hour and the Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Central Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, we'd like to invite you all to tune in, make a sacrifice on Saturday and Sunday morning. On Saturday morning, Minister Billy Burns, along with Sister Renita Pinkney, host, They Overcame. Amen. And this segment has been going on for about 2 years. It's under our umbrella. It's the same call-in number. Amen. Area code 858-683-1334. And that airs at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central, and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And this is a time where you can call in and give your testimonies. Amen. You may not have all of the time during the week to share your testimony, but Minister Billy Burns and Sister Renita Pinkney, they afford you the opportunity to give your testimony in depth. Amen. Remember our Revelations 12 and 11 says, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Who? The enemy, Satan, the devil. We overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Just somebody hearing your testimony, that can encourage them and strengthen them. Amen. To know that if God did it for them, surely he don't have respect to persons, and the same thing he did for them, he can also do it for you. Amen. And on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, that's 9 a.m. Central Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Prophetess Darlene Davis hosts that 30 minutes of corporate prayer. So while you're getting ready to go to your different houses of worship, you can tune in. Amen. Corporate prayer. Amen. The Bible says men should always pray that we faint not. Amen. So we thank God for that. We thank God for we're still celebrating 3 years on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I can hardly believe it's been 3 years. But I tell you, we certainly lift up the men and women of God that have graciously came on this radio blog and have ministered the word to our audience. We just thank God for them. Amen. We have no words to really express how we really appreciate those that make the sacrifice to come on and share the word of God. Amen. Somebody's being touched. Amen. And those that's not on the line live as we air, they have an opportunity to go back into the archives. Amen. And in those archives, we have over 1,000 messages in those archives that you can tune into online if you have a computer, if you have smartphones, iPhones, iPads, all of these different gadgets. You're welcome to tune in to New Destiny Ministries on Blog Talk Radio, and you can choose whatever message you like to hear. Those messages are inspiring and encouraging and empowering souls for destiny. Amen, amen. So we're just thankful for that, everything God has done, amen, and what he is continually doing in our lives. Amen. We're just so happy today to have a special guest with us. Amen. She's no stranger to the body of Christ. Amen. She's been on the firing line and preaching and teaching the gospel for over 20 years. Amen. We were introduced to Evangelist Nelson by one of our goddaughters, Sister Corinthian Jones, here in Stockton, California. So we're just so thankful that she accepted the invitation to come to share the word of God with us this day. Amen. We know that we're in a series, and our topic is the power of a praying mother. Amen. And many of us can attest we're here today because the prayers of our mothers. Amen. And if not the prayers of our mothers, somebody has been praying for us. Amen. So this is her first time here on Blog Talk with us. So we want to greet her and let her know she's with family. Amen. Nothing to fear. Amen. When you preach the gospel, you got to be ready at all times. Apostle Paul told Timothy, his son in the gospel, to be instant in season and out of season. Amen, amen. So she accepted this invitation to minister for us, and we're just so happy that she did. Amen. We're going to read a little brief paragraph to just give our audience some insight about this wonderful woman of God. Amen. Evangelist Idella Nelson, she is a native of Oakland, California, and she currently resides in Stockton, California. She has been married to Minister Andre Nelson for over 15 years. Amen. This was a high school sweetheart, and they wound up remarrying again. They are also the proud parents of two sons and one daughter, and also the proud grandparents of six grandchildren. Evangelist Nelson committed her life to the Lord at the age of 22. She has been licensed and ordained for over 20 years. She strives daily to impart a word that would encourage and empower souls to seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Amen. So with no further ado, we tell you to sign on early. Amen. We like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker of the hour, and that's none other than Evangelist Minister Idella Nelson, all the way from Stockton, California. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First of all, I give honor to God, who's truly the head of my life. God has been good to me. He's been real good to me, and I thank God for being a saved and sanctified woman and filled with the precious gift of his Holy Ghost. I just give all praise to God. I give honor to you, and I thank you for this opportunity.
Yes.
And I just want to let everybody know that God is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
Oh, yes.
A mighty God. We serve a God that looks down and see everything. He's everywhere. And we just praise his name and give him thanks for this opportunity because he didn't have to give it to me, and I am grateful. I'm so grateful for this opportunity. And I just want to say a prayer, and I'm not going to be before you long. I'm going to let the Lord use me, and then I'm going to let go and let God. First of all, I just want to thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. And I'm asking you, Lord, to fill my mouth with the words to say to your people. God, you know what your people need on today, oh God. I'm asking you to bless according to your will. Lord, you said if I open my mouth that you would use me. And right now, Lord, I need you. And I'm asking you, Lord, to give me the Holy Ghost and just come in and have your way in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we can't do nothing without you. And, Lord, I'm asking you right now to take fully control in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we just want to thank you for just a minute. Just want to give you praises and glory.
Yes, God.
Lord, thank you for who you are today because you are the God of God and the Lords of Lords and the Kings of Kings. And we just want to say thank you, Jesus. We come to say thank you for another day that you have kept us in the land of the living. You woke us up this morning in our right minds, with our life and our health and our strength and all the activities of our limbs, oh God. You said we can wake up just one more day. And this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this day. in the mighty name of Jesus. God,
Jesus.
We thank you. We thank you. We
thank
you,
Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your tender love and care. God, we thank you. Oh, God, come on in and have your way in the name of Jesus. God,
Jesus.
Have your way on this line today. Have your way, oh, God. We cannot do nothing without you. Oh, God, come on in and have your way. Come on in and have your way, Jesus. Oh, God, come on in and have your way. We thank you. We thank you. We invite you in. We invite you in, God. And we ask you to have your way. We ask you to have your way, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thanking you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, oh, God, to the depths of our soul, Lord. We say thank you for this opportunity, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, have you the listening ears on today, God. You know what they need today, God. I ask you to touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, give them what they're asking for, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you know all things, oh, God. And we ask you to bless them according to your will, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we'll be so ever careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And this we pray in Jesus' name. And when the minister asked me to preach on a praying mother, oh, my God, he gave me a beautiful topic because I've been a praying woman for 20 years. I used to get up in the morning at 5 o'clock every morning. I used to just pray, and my little girl would come in, and she would get on her knees, and she would pray with me. And they always seen their mother praying. My kids would come and say, Mama, could you pray with me? Because I know your prayers don't bounce off the ceiling. And I thank and praise God that I live a life in front of my daughters and my son and my grandchildren. And I thank God because of save and sanctify a woman have great power with the Lord. God hear our prayers. He see our tears. He know what we're going through. What we're going through. We can always go to God even in the midnight hour, in the morning, in the afternoon. God never shuts his ears or his eyes to us. And we thank him today. We praise him today. No matter what you're going through today, God sees and God knows all things. It's nothing that's hidden that God cannot see. And we thank him today. We thank him. I thank God for being a sanctified woman. I wouldn't have it no other way. I wouldn't have it no other way but to live for God. I'm like a fish in the water. When you take a fish out the water, he begins to sink. He begins to ask for breath. I'm like that with God. I can't do nothing without him. I can't do nothing without the Lord. I would drown without him. I'm like a ship without a sail.
Wow.
Without God. I'm going to and fro without God. But with God, all things are possible. So I'm going to get in the word of God because this topic just touched my heart about a praying. When we pray, God hear us. When we come with sincerity for our children or our loved ones, God hears and he knows. And I'm going to start with the scripture, Matthew. I'm going to go to Matthew, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to start at the 21 verse. And it said, Jesus left Galilee and went to the area of, is that Tyra?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't pronounce that name, Tyra.
All right.
A woman from Canaan lived near, I'm getting nervous, let me slack up.
That's all right, you all right.
A woman from Tyra lived, and Tyra, what is it? It's the name. She came to him and cried out, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. She had a daughter controlled by, a demon controlled her daughter. Wait a minute. Let me slow down. She said, Son of David.
Take your time. You all right, woman of God. Take your time.
Okay, on me, a demon controls my daughter. She is suffering greatly. And Jesus did not say a word. So his disciples came to him. They begged him, send her away. She keep crying out after us. And Jesus answered, and was not only to the people of Israel, they are like lost sheep. Then the woman fell on her knees in front of him. Lord, help me, she said. And he replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their owner's table. And then Jesus answered, what? You have great faith. You will be given what you ask for. And her daughter was healed at that very moment. You see that?
My.
When she came afar and she told Jesus, my daughter is being vexed with a demon. I know you can heal her. I know you can do it. But see, the disciples wanted to rush her away. And Jesus began to tell them to just let her come. And then he didn't say anything at that time, but he started questioning her to see where was her faith at. He wanted to let her know where your faith at. See, her daughter was controlled by this demon that troubled her. So what she did, she came to Jesus in front of on her knees, and she began to cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm paraphrasing it a little bit. Have mercy upon my daughter. You know, like we do on today, we see our daughters going astray, and we know we taught them to fear the Lord. And they go astray, and they go into drugs, and they go into alcohol, and they go into prostitution, and they go into being a lesbian, and they go into all these things. Our sons become gay, and we know it's not the right thing to do, and our hearts are heavy. Our sons might be in prison, and we know we didn't teach them the way to go, that way to go. And we go through so many things in life that we see our children struggling through, and it hurts our hearts. And being a praying mother, what we do, and our heart begins to be yearning like she did. She heard it. No telling what kind of demon was bothering her. It could have been a cocaine spirit. It could have been a spirit that made her cut herself. It might have been a spirit that made her throw up. It could have been a spirit that had her mind all confused and all messed up. And might have had her with a mind that's dropping on their mama or whatever that spirit would have been. She came to Jesus because she knew Jesus was a healer. She knew where to go to the source to get her answer. So what she did, she went to the right source. And that's what we have to do on today. We don't have to go to alcohol, and we don't have to go to sex, and we don't have to do these type of things. We got to go to God when we're going through. We got to take our children to God in prayer. It made me think about, I have a son been in prison for, he was 16 years old when he went in. And they gave him 19 to life. And oh, what a tragedy that was for me, because I didn't teach him that way. The Bible said train them up in the way they should go. And I did that. As I had them in Sunday school, and I had them clean in the church, and I taught them the word of God every day and every morning. And they seen me living the life before the Lord. And he ended up in prison. And I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I know what you said. And I know what you said, and I know you're able. It was heavy on my heart. I would go into the prison system, and I would see my young son crying. And, oh, my God, I just said, there was nothing I can do. And he just was just there crying and saying, Mama, he wanted to reach out to me, and I couldn't touch him because he was behind the glass. But when I left out of that place, I had to be strong for him. But when I left out there, I began to weep and I began to cry and tell the Lord, God, to help me, Jesus. You got to help me, Lord. You got to help me. This burden is too heavy for me, but you got to come on in and help me. And God gave me strength to bear it. He gave me strength to endure it because I prayed about it. I speak the Lord.
I'm
on
one more God.
God is good. My son. I've been in prison. Every time he wanted to lose his mind, God would give me a urge in my spirit. And I would pray for him. Lord, don't let him lose his mind. Don't let him lose his mind, God. You said you would keep his mind in perfect peace, Lord. Don't take my son's mind. And I would be on my knees, a praying mother, y'all, a praying mother.
Come on.
Getting down on my knees, going born into my son's cell in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the spiritual realm, I would go into his room, and I would put my hand up on his head, and I would tell God, God, don't let him lose his mind.
Come on.
Come on, God, don't let him lose his mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Give him the strength he needs to make it from day to day. And my son would call me, and this is the God living truth. God is my witness. He would call me and say, Mama, I felt your presence in my room. And I asked you, Mama,
Jesus.
And I would tell him, you know what, I was there, son. I was praying. I was warfare for your mind in the name of Jesus. Lord,
come on.
I thank you. I thank you because God is a good God, and he's worthy. He's worthy of our praise. Like this lady, she went, and what by her faith, the questions he asked her, she got the right answer. She said, by your faith, your God is healed.
Come on.
Go. And she left. And do you know some of us that's listening might have daughters that's sick in their bodies, can't walk, can't talk, going through afflictions in their bodies? God is able. He able to see you through. It ain't nothing God can't do. Worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory and honor. Get on your face. Pray day and night for your child. If you don't know where your child is, pray for your child. Even if you lost a child, you're still a mother. Lord, give me the strength I need. You know how my heart is hurting. You know what I'm going through. Lord, come on in and touch my heart. I'm a mother. I miss my child in the name of Jesus. God knows all things. He knows all things. We have to pray. We have to pray. We got to stay on our face, mothers. We got to stay praying for our children, that the enemy don't get our children. Young people is out there doing everything because they feel like that they got to do what their peers are doing. And they're being criticized because they don't do what they do. But we have to pray. Lord, keep my child's mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, keep them. You know all about it, God. You can do it. You can fix it. If you have a child that's being rebelling, pray. God is a restorer. He can restore any situation, anything you want him to do, he can do it. He can do what you want him to do. You just got to live holy. You got to live righteous. You can't straddle the fence. Got to live holy. Then another testimony. I had a daughter, my daughter. She's 35 years old. She used to come to my house real drunk, saying stuff she didn't have no business saying to me. We had a fight one time. It wasn't her. It was the enemy inside of her didn't like me. And she would come, and I would see her drinking. And I knew that wasn't my daughter. That was not my daughter. And it hurted my heart so that when she leave, I used to pray, God, touch her in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that's not my daughter.
Jesus.
But I'm asking you to heal her, Lord. Whatever it may take in the name of Jesus, God, you do it. I told God when she used to drink and drive, I said, Lord, whatever you do, I said, just don't take her life. I said, Lord, don't take her. I said, Lord, I'm asking you to make her stop drinking. Whatever you got to do, you do it. And
right.
You know, she got into an accident, and she went to jail, and they put an ankle bracelet on her leg, and she can't drink. She was made to stop, but she thanked God that he did it. She thanked God. She said, I thank God, because she herself now. She's finna go to college. Don't tell me what God can't do.
Come on.
God can do it. We just got to know how to get down on our knees like this woman did. She got down on her knees, and she began to cry out to Jesus and ask Jesus to heal her daughter because she was demon-possessed. See, she knew that she was demon-possessed. See, when you know they're demon-possessed, you know how to deal with it. You can't deal with it on your own understanding, but you got to deal with it with the Lord's help as a praying, fasting mother. That's how we got to come at it, in the right way. In the right way, we got to come at it, in God's way. We don't come at it in the world's way. The world way, you fight me, I fight you. You don't give me, I don't give you. That's not the way. what the Bible say, love, through love and kindness, I draw. That's the way God's people do things. So we got to remember what she did. And then we're going to go to Mark, the fifth chapter, talking about a praying mother. And we're going to start at the 31st, the 35th verse. Jesus was still speaking. Some of the people came from the house of Jairus. He was the ruler, the synagogue ruler. The synagogue ruler, your daughter is dead. He came to Jairus and told her, your daughter is dead. And they said, why bother the teacher anymore? But Jesus didn't listen to them. He told the synagogue ruler, don't be afraid, just believe. You see, we got to just believe. When we're going through the hardest trials of our life, hallelujah, we got to believe. Do you know the hardest trial that I went through was when my son went to prison? He was my only son. And he's been gone from me for 20 years. But do you know I prayed through the whole 20 years? Never giving up. A mother never give up on a child, never. She's steady crying out. Lord, give them just one more chance. I'm asking just one more, Lord. Just one more. And I believe God going to do that this April. I believe God going to set my son free. I believe that with all my heart. He's going to do it. I believe. He said, just believe. It's nothing.
Come on.
I mean nothing too impossible with the Lord. I have a spirit saying to somebody, rejoice. Be exceedingly glad. Your reward is coming. Weeping may endure for now.
Jesus.
But joy comes in the moment. Hallelujah.
My.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, have your way right now in the name of Jesus. God, have your way. Have your way, God. Have your way. He said he's going to wipe away all tears from your eyes. Just hold your head up and know that he is God. Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is with you. God see when you're kneeling down crying. He see when that child is fighting and arguing and cussing you out. He see it. He see it. He know all about her. He know all about her pain. He know all about her suffering. He know about the unforgiveness. He know all about it. He see you praying. He see you crying. He see the sadness in your heart. He knows all things. There's nothing hidden from God.
Nothing.
He's a restorer. He said, I'm going to restore what the devil has stolen from you. I'm going to give it back double for your trouble. Thank you, Jesus. So he told her, don't be afraid. Just believe. Then he let only Peter, Jesse, and James, the brother of Jesse, followed him, and they came to the house of the synagogue ruler. There Jesus was in lot of crying. People was crying and sobbing loudly. You know, sometimes we can cry loudly. And it's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with a mother crying loudly for her child. Because God knows. He knows all things. He hear all things. And he know all things. And we should cry loudly to God. And we should go to him for our children. And it said he went inside.
Right.
He said to them, why are you crying and sobbing? The child is not dead. Listen to that. The child is not dead. He said, what you doing all this crying for? And sobbing like that. She ain't dead. She is only sleeping. But they laughed at him. See, the unbelievers laughed at Jesus like they laugh at us today. When we tell them what God can do, they laugh at us because what they don't have the knowledge and the understanding of the word of God. They don't understand God's ways. He said this world think his ways are foolishness, but they make a lot of sense. Then it said he took them out, and then he made them all go outside and took only the child, father and mother, and the disciples who was with him. He took her by the hand. Then he said to her, I'm going to just skip down. Little girl, he said, get up. The girl was 12 years old. Right away, she stood up, walking around, totally amazed at this. Totally amazed. And Jesus gave order not to let anyone know what had happened. And he told them to give her something to eat. Now he raised up. She was sick, and they thought she had died. But what, he raised her back up and told her to get up and walk. And that's what he can do with a praying mother's prayer. He could tell her, get up. You could get your, you know, in the spiritual realm, when our children are dead and they're walking around, they really alive, but they dead in Christ. We could call them out like he did Lazarus. I used to say, Isha, come forth. Tanya, because I had to bring that up out of them to come up. They wasn't around, but I did it. Because if Jesus can do it for Lazarus, he can do it for my children too. And so we have to have great faith in God and know that God is and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, continue to seek him. No matter how long it take, I've been praying for my son for 20 years. It ain't happened yet, but I know it is. I still believe it. I haven't seen it, but I believe it. I have a mother that got dementia, and I'm praying for her. I haven't seen it, but I believe it. God got for me, I'm going to get what he has, but I have to be patient as I wait up on the Lord. The Lord say, wait up on the Lord. He will renew your strength. You will mount up as wings as an eagle. You shall run and not be weary. Mothers, lift your head up, because God is able to see you through any situation. It's nothing too hard for God. Somebody don't even know where their child is today. Somebody's child on the streets, a pimp might have your child doing all sort of things, and they think they in love. But God can break that yoke. It's nothing too hard for him. Your child could be in a coma, too hard for him. Your child can have cancer. Nothing is too hard for God. You keep praying. You keep seeking the face of God. Know that God is able to see you through anything. Don't trust in man, but put all of your trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And I just want to tell you another testimony. I have a daughter that's 30 years old. She has two kids, and she was in the hospital, and she was having her tubes tied. And they took her up, and when they took her up there, I know they was taking too long, and I was at home. And something said, call your son-in-law. So I called my son-in-law. And I said, what's taking Tanya so long up there? And he said, Mom, I don't know. And I said, I just feel like something ain't right. And so I began to pray. And when my daughter came out, she said, Mama, she said, I can hear them saying my blood pressure went down and my heart rate wasn't right. She said, but Mama, I asked God, start letting my mama pray for me. Let my mother start praying. And do you know God gave me the mind to pray for my child? And I begin to pray and begin to ask God to watch over her, keep her, let no harm or danger come to her, but watch over her right now. And God did just that. Don't tell me what God can't do when a mother is sincere and get on her knees and pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's nothing, nothing too impossible with the Lord. I mean, nothing is too impossible with him. Just be encouraged and know that God is with you. Know that God is going to work it out in your favor. Know that nothing lasts forever. Know that if we live right, he said, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. And I throw that up to him all the time when I'm on my knees talking to my, about my children. Lord, you said in your word that if I train them up in the way they should go, when they were old, they won't depart. Now, Lord, I'm asking you to save them in the name of Jesus. And I want to share this testimony. I had a son-in-law that used to drink a lot. And I started praying for my daughter's marriage. And I started asking God to save him and to deliver him and set him free and make him the husband and the father that he needed to be to his children. And do you know God answered that prayer? Do you know he's the best dad? He's the best husband? Don't you know what God can do? Just can't be done. God is a good God. My husband was sick unto death, and I prayed, and God is raising him up. I know he's not a child, but he's my husband. The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we got to remember that on today, that God can do all things. It's nothing, nothing too impossible for God. Woman of God, lift up your head. I don't know who I'm talking to, but in the spiritual realm, I could see somebody just having their head down. And God said, lift it up. All things work together for the good of them that are called according to his purpose. A marriage. I see a marriage in trouble. I see a marriage. I see a wife. Can't even sleep at night. Wonder where my husband is. God said, I see you walking the floors. I see you. It's not time yet, he said. It's not time. It's not time. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. He's going to restore your marriage. He's going to restore it. Somebody's child is in the hospital. See, it ain't going to get no better. Don't you believe that? Every time you go in that room, you lay your hand on your child. And you call them by their name, in the name of Jesus, and say, get up, in the name of Jesus. And that child going to rise up. He's going to rise up. He's going to rise up. It's a mother going through with her son. Son is in a game. And the mother's heart is broken. Every time she hear Amalam, she think it's her child. Keep praying. Keep praying. It made me think of me. I told God, before my son died, you take him off the street. I'd rather for him to be in jail than to be dead. Keep praying. God going to answer your prayer. Just keep praying. God is able. I see a baby. I see a baby. Somebody have a baby that can't even walk. Supposed to be walking, but can't even walk. Got braces on their little legs. God said he's able. He's able to see you through. He's able. Pray for me as I continue to grow strong in the Lord. Hello? Hello?
Hello? My God. My God.
Hello? You all
Hello?
Hear me? Yeah, Minister Dana.
I hear you, Pastor Bernard.
All right, all right, all right. Amen.
Amen. We're going to open up the lines. That was an on-time word. Amen. Amen. I see, I see our speaker back on the line. Can you hear me, Evangelist Idella?
I can hear you. Did I just cut off?
Yeah,
no,
your
ma'am.
Call
no.
must have dropped. Your call dropped. So, yeah, that's what happened. You got maybe the call dropped. But thank God for you. That was a timely word. Amen. We thank God for even the testimonies that you shared as you were talking about your son, the 20 years been in prison. I think about my sister every day, and, you know, I can imagine how she must feel this month, more 22 years for my sister. She was 24 years old when she went in, but I tell you, God has preserved us, and he knows how to preserve us, and I thank God for it. I know after, you know, you tell somebody every year, this is your year, this is your year, and that's all I can say, that God knows everything, and even this year, I'm looking for her to be home this year. So, you know, I put yourself in her shoes and say, well, Lord, you know, she's been encouraging me every year, and still I've been here 22 years. Amen. But one thing about God, he never forgets. Hallelujah. Yes. He never forgets. Hallelujah. He know our end at the very beginning. Amen. So we thank God for that word, Evangelist Nelson. That was on time. That was on time. Amen. We're going to go to Prophetess Albertine. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll open up the lines. And if you all need any, if anybody need any prayer, the woman of God is here. She's going to pray for you and with you. Amen. And if you have any comments, you're welcome to do so at this time. I saw Sister Corinthian on the line. She dropped off, Sister Adela. Maybe she'll call back in. I don't know. Prophetess Albertine, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, woman of God. I was listening, and what brought to mind was my mother. And I remember how my mother would line us up around her bed, and she would make us say a prayer. We didn't know what we were saying. We just listened, and
now to
this day, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
And now to this day, you know, not understand what that prayer means, you know, and the power of prayer, the prior power of our parents. I was actually listening to something earlier today. T.D. Jakes was saying how our grandmothers, great-grandmothers, they prayed us in. You know, they prayed for us. Our mothers was all praying, and they prayed for their grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And the power of prayer is amazing. I'm praying for my children right now. I'm praying. My son has to have a heart surgery. And I have peace. I'm at peace. At first, I was a little nervous. After speaking with the doctors, we actually have a doctor's appointment today at 3:30 to go find out what day his surgery is going to be. And I'm just at peace. I'm just at peace because someone told me, they said, Albie, stop praying and asking God to just, you already prayed. Now pray and thank God. Pray to the surgeons, the anesthesiologists, the cardiologists, the nurses, the doctors, the administrators do an outstanding job to make sure to see him through because God has already got it. It's in his hands. So it is, you know, I told my son, be an educator. Educate other young boys, you know, about the no charity case.
Yes.
You go, because there's so many young boys that die on the football field, that die on the basketball court, that die because coaches sweep it under the rug, because people don't tell and inform their parents this is what you have. You can still go on to be an athlete. You can still go and play, but be aware of your health, especially a lot of young African-Americans. So I told him, I said, allow God to use you because things happen for a reason. Allow this to be to use to help and save lives. God saves your lives so that you can save others. So that power of prayer is amazing. You really made me feel even better. I was so in peace. Today it made me feel even more at peace because, like you said, God knows. God knows everything. God sees everything. And when God puts something in your spirit to pray for somebody and think about our great-grandmothers and grandmothers that was always praying, always had that Bible open on that mantle and was always, you know, well, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. I was listening to this lady, 105 years old. I was born in 1915. She said everything she could talk about in an interview was the Lord. The Lord kept it. Lord, Lord, Lord. She just consistently giving him glory. So it just really made me think, like, wow, you know, we got to consistently give God the glory because he's got it. Have faith, trust, believe, know God's got it. He's got it. So I feel really good. I feel at peace. I do. And I thank you for being a praying, diligent woman of God. I thank you for just being an intercessor and a seer and a hearer and a believer. And your faith helps strengthen my faith. Your words help strengthen my words and my belief. So I thank you. I thank you so much for that word of God. And God bless you. And please keep me and my son, just agree with me. That's all I need you to do. Because I pray already. I just need someone to agree.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Hallelujah. We bless
God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. 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 Yeah. Nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith. You see, we have faith as the grain of the mustard seed. And she talked about that woman, amen, that wanted prayer for her daughter. Faith. Her faith got the healing that her daughter needed. Amen. So we bless the Lord for that. We're going to go to area code 209. We see a few out of Stockton. Amen. We're going to go to 209, and the last four of your number is 7890. You're on the line. If you like prayer or you like to comment on the word of God, you're welcome to do so at this time. God bless you. Area code 209. The last four of your number is 7890. Amen. If not, we're going to go to another call out of the 209 area code, and the last four of your number is 1637. You're on the line. Amen. God bless you. Caller. Area code 209. Last four of your number is 1637. God bless you. All right. Well, we thank you all for tuning in. Amen. We're going to go to Sister Renita and then Minister Darylin. And then Evangelist T, God bless you. Sister Renita, God bless you.
How are you? How are you? How are you, woman of God, who spoke that word? Very powerful word. Very, very powerful word. I have a son. He's been in jail for 10 years. Haven't seen my baby in 10 years. He do not want me to come see him. Because he said he cannot stand to see me walk away, and it's been hurting me. But I have put him on, and I have prayed for him. And praise God, he's supposed to be released this year.
Praise the Lord.
If he's not fighting, he will be released this year.
Praise God.
But I know how you feel with your son. He's my oldest son.
Are you finishing
my
little
hand?
Yeah, I just got to clean it up. Okay. Just, you got stuff to clean up here.
For your family members that are in jail, I'm going to be with you.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, it had some talking. We're still here. Go ahead, Sister Renita.
And I'm going to pray with y'all for y'all children and family members in jail because it's a pitiful thing because ever since my oldest son been gone, it's like my family is incomplete as far as me and my children. Our holidays aren't the same. You know, birthdays, his birthday, he's in, you know, it's not the same no more.
Yes.
So I understand, and I thank you for that word. Praise God for you, sister.
Praise the Lord. Give all praise to God.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to go to – go right ahead.
No, I just wanted to say because God – that was something because the Lord had really was giving me something for some people on the line, and the phone just clicked on the line. I don't know if this is appropriate. I don't know. If it's appropriate for me to say something about it, since it's all, you know, since I'm not speaking.
No, whatever the Lord has put on your heart to say to any of the women or men on the line, go ahead and
yeah,
give them a hear.
Okay, because the phone had hung up, and the Spirit of the Lord had showed me a mother with a child that have braces up on their legs. And the Lord
said
that.
Yeah, we heard that.
Okay. Y'all heard
Go
it.
Ahead. We
okay.
heard
y'all
we heard,
heard
you say
okay.
that one.
Okay.
Amen.
I just
Is it anybody on the line? No, is it anybody on the line that is experiencing that? Amen. If you have a family, I know I have a family member that is going through that with my niece. She's 6 months old and she has to have a hip replacement and her legs were out of joint from a baby and she has to wear these braces. So I know my niece, she's 6 months old. And, you know, I said, Lord, how do that baby saying that? Because she had to have these brackets on her leg. And so they scheduled the hip surgery for her, but they still put something on her legs. And it just looked so uncomfortable. You know, a little baby, just seeing that made me feel like, ooh, how can this child go through this? So I'm asking for prayer for her. Her name is Royale.
Amen. So God, I see the Lord healing that child. I
Hallelujah.
See the healing of God on that child.
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to be touching and agreeing, and we certainly
believe
yes, that God is
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. All right, Minister Daryl and then Evangelist T. God bless you all. I see Dr. Che is on the line also.
God bless you,
Minister
woman
Daryl.
Of God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. You know, I love being on this line. At the time the woman of God was speaking, I had to turn around and see if she was in my house. You were talking about my God. Because, see, my oldest son been gone. He been gone since... Lord Jesus, 2008. First time being in church, in trouble, never been arrested, and they gave my child 10 years. He's supposed to be released November the 6th, 2016, but that's not what I'm believing now. Lord, send my son home this year, Lord God, early release, Lord God. See, so when you were talking, I know you were talking about me. I remember when my grandmother used to get up 5 o'clock in the morning, sitting at the kitchen table with that Bible open, drinking that coffee. I remember that. I remember putting my children on their knees and come on, trying to pray. I remember that. You know, God stayed with the way we train up our children. And I believe that. I stood on that. I don't have nothing else but to believe. When my son went to jail, my children were so close. Somebody said, when they was young, they said, your children are so close that if something happened with one of them, it's going to mess the rest of them up. When I tell you my family had not been together as a family since 2008 because that oldest son is not here. But God, I'm thanking you because every time I come on this line, you're trying to confirm something else to me, Lord God. Coming home in 2015. I pray
Thank you. Oh, glory. All those things that's not as though they are. Amen. Amen. Evangelist, God bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For you, Pastor Bernard, for the woman of God that spoke today. Just a very timely word. I praise God for it. I don't have a family member in prison right now, but I am. My daughter has been going through so much, my oldest daughter. I mean, she's truly a good person, hardworking person, college degree, college educated, but just going through all the job. And she gave me a call the other day, and she's like, "Mom, I don't know how much longer I think they're going to go ahead and let me go." I said, "Well, I was trying to explain to her that, you know, God is the supplier of all your needs." I said, "He's not going to allow you to continue to go through on that job, that he can open up another door for you that you can have a college degree for."
Yeah.
You know, I said, "I don't want you to worry about your bills. I don't want you to worry about what you're going to do, because God is going to turn it around for you. He promised
all
you."
All right.
You know, you said the prayers of a righteous available. I pray for you all the time. And I could see if she was one of those girls that just was wild, did all kind of crazy stuff, and there was none of these things going on. It's just that, you know, I think she's out of position. You know what I mean? She's in the wrong position to be college educated and be working at, like, Progressive Insurance, taking these calls from these crazy people. So I just want you guys to pray for Ashley Harrison, that the Lord continues to bless her and cover her bills, her finances, her health. But I was trying to explain to her, it's the Lord is giving your attention so you can be even closer to him. You know, I notice how she is growing closer to him, but the Lord wants her complete attention. So I just ask you guys to pray for Ashley Harrison, because, I mean, for the last 2 years, my daughter called me almost every day crying about something that's going on that job. So I just believe in God for a better career for her and to grant her peace in her mind. But I thank you, woman of God, for the things that you touched on today. As I laid here, I just felt a peace that came over me as you were speaking.
Jesus.
So I bless the Lord for you, and I pray for all the families who have family members that are in prison, that the Lord releases and open those doors this year. I believe in God with you. I stand in agreement with you to see those doors of these prisons open and release your family members back home to your family. So God bless you all. And thank you, woman of God, because I'm telling you, the peace of God is in this room right now. And it didn't start until you start speaking, because there's been so much going on, been under attack so much from every area. But I know the Lord is in control of everything. And I know you kept saying that he would supply all of our needs and not worry about things. Trust him. And I have total trust in God for my turnaround season that will take place this year. I'm claiming for next month. I believe God is going to move some things even for February. So God bless you all, and I thank you. I thank you, woman of God, for just being so faithful. I thank you, Pastor Bernard, for just always praying for me, always encouraging me, and just been on this line almost 4 years, and I can see how the Lord strengthened my life just coming on this line. So I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God for even the 3 days. I don't care if it was one day, I would get on this line. God bless you.
All right. We're going to ask Evangelist Nelson to pray for your daughter, and then we're going to call on Bishop Lott, and I see Sister Donna on the line. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Can you pray for our daughter, Evangelist Nelson?
Lord Jesus, we come before
God,
you.
God, I bless
you,
God.
Now, Lord,
thank
you,
Jesus,
there's one
of the touching
and
agreeing
that you are in the midst of us.
Yes,
and God,
God.
Because your presence are in the midst of us. And God, we're coming right now. We're bringing her daughter before the throne of grace. And Lord, we ask her to let her get a better position in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
we ask you, as she gets this position, Lord, we ask you to just let her have peace in her soul as she's on and this job could open the door for another job. God, we believe and we trust in you with all of our heart. And we believe it, and we're going to claim it, and we're going to stand up on your word. Because we know that it's nothing too hard or nothing impossible. And this we pray in Jesus' name.
Thank Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. Dr. Chaz, God bless you. Chaz? Amen, amen. We see Sister Donna. We'll see if she can say anything. I don't know if she's on a job or what have you. God bless you, Sister Donna.
Hi, God bless you, woman of God. I just, you know, took a late lunch and just decided to call in and listen in. And just hearing all the encouraging words, I like the topic about a praying mother and just stand in faith. Yeah, and God bless everyone on the line.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you. Happy New Year. Give my love
Thank
to your
you.
Daughters.
Amen,
amen,
amen.
And your son. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to go to Bishop Locke. Good to see you always. I know you're working, so you're not able to say anything. So good to see you, Sister Donna. Amen.
Yeah,
we're going to open Bishop Locke's line. God bless you, Bishop-elect. Locke. All right, Dr. Chaz. Okay.
I'm here, woman of God.
Well, we're going to go back.
I'm here.
Bishop Locke.
Hallelujah.
Okay, God bless you.
Yeah. Yeah, I phone was acting crazy. You know, one of the things I find amazing about the people of God is this. Sometimes we have to expound on some of the subjects that people don't want to pay much attention to. See, the life's blood of any believer. Or the washing of the water of the Word of God. What does that mean? It means prayer. I'm so grateful that God gave woman just as much dominion as he did man. Because when God says man, sometimes people miss the fact that that means male and female.
Amen.
Somebody say amen anyhow.
Amen.
And
amen.
We have dedicated people, people who understand what it means to be saved. My bishop taught me something some years ago, and one of the most amazing things he taught me was this. Why do we pray? What's the whole reason for prayer? And it's just three words, to get an answer.
Man.
I know a lot of people who pray to Buddha, pray to Hare Krishna, mm-hmm. pray to all kind of stuff. Them things, they dead. But we serve
That's
a true
right.
and living
yeah.
Only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. He is alive. God is alive. And when you are talking to the Lord of glory, all we have to do to get an answer from God is pray his will.
Yes.
A lot of times people pray all kinds of things. Give me a mosquito with a wrestling jacket with polka dots on it this side next week. God don't answer that garbage. God is bound by his word. He answers
yeah.
according to his word.
That's
and people
true.
Think, when I pray, well, God answers my prayer. Well, God answers prayer because his word is bound by it. When we understand the power of his word, our faith
yeah.
is in him. Our faith is not in us. We have to be very mindful of knowing.
Yes.
The Bible says, have
yes.
faith in God. And say, have faith
yes.
in you. Have faith in
That's
you.
Right.
You stop. I have faith in your Kawasaki and kickstart my Honda. It's believing God.
That's
that
it.
Woman got on the phone today. She blessed my soul real good because
yeah.
she spoke my situation. That woman spoke according to the Spirit of the living God, and I thank God for her because
yeah.
she ain't no Johnny come lately. She ain't been praying for no weeks and months. The woman been praying for years. That's why she get answers.
Yeah.
Because God said, and look, what's that verse? Oh, I forgot that real basic verse. It said, what's that verse? It says, now faith. Oh, yeah, a lot of folks forget that verse. Now faith is the
yeah,
substance of things. Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
He is the reward in them whom diligently seek him.
Yeah.
Proverbs 26 says, most will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find.
Yeah.
A faithful man ain't just a male. A faithful man is any child of God that's of the human species, female man or male man. If you consistent and laborious in prayer, God said he's not unrighteous to forget your labor of love and as you minister
yeah.
unto the saints and do minister. So I got so blessed today because that woman spoke to my heart. I heard something I needed. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so we give God praise. Why? Because there has to be men and women of God who understand the power of the dedicated labor. You got to labor in this prayer. You got to moan and groan, and you got to stand in the gap, and you got to pray when you want to, and pray when you don't feel like it, and pray when it don't seem right. Pray when your mind is going crazy. Pray when your brain ain't working right. Pray when your emotions is going crazy. Pray when people are driving you up the wall. Pray when they fire you from the job. Pray when they take everything from you. Pray when it look like ain't no answer. Pray, 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 pray,
right.
pray. Men ought to always pray and not faint.
Right. Yes.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, I don't know where people get this religious mindset. Well, when I pray, God answer my prayer. Who is you?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give God praise for you, woman of God.
You
keep standing in the gap. God has put a rich word in your mouth. As you grow in your study and your teaching ability, God is going to refine the fruit of a teacher in you. I am so blessed by hearing your love. I could know that you love God because you labor. Okay. See, folks that want to come down with them five-minute fair weather prayers and them 5-minute prayers and don't understand what it means to pray for months and weeks and years and days, and you still ain't got no answer, and you still got to believe God, and you still got to trust God, and you still got to rest in God, you still got to know that God is able, you still got to believe, even when your mind says, I don't want to believe.
That's it.
Amen.
It's too
bad
to praise the Lord when you feel like it, and especially when you don't. When you really don't want to pray, when you really don't think it's the right time, if you offer up a sacrifice of praise, I promise you God's going to do something.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Well,
we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go back to the speaker. Amen. And, well, let me see if Dr. Chaz is on the line. All right. Did you wrap it up, Bishop Lott? Bishop Lott?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Chaz. Throw that little nugget in the hat. We love you, Pastor. This, we just want to sop you up with a biscuit. But that young lady on the other line, my God, amazing. Amazing. Powerful word.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for her. Hallelujah. Dr. Chaz, God bless you.
God bless you, woman. God bless you, woman of God. To God be the glory. Awesome work. Awesome work. God bless you. That was nothing but God bless you, Pastor Bernard, for this radio broadcast. I just want to say to God be the glory and for the things that he has done. Who can preach like she did? Hallelujah. We thank you for that awesome word. The power of a praying woman. So God bless you. Keep on doing the work of God and a blessing is on the way. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. All right. Well, God bless you, Evangelist Nelson. We certainly thank God for you, and we pray that this won't be your last time. I know it's the first time for you. Your daughter, Sister Corinthians, says she's been telling you about this line since I've been on here. So finally we got you. So you know where we are now, and we just thank God for you. Thank God for the life of holiness that you are living, be family, and before your peers, and before those that are in the earth. Amen. We certainly bless the Lord for that. So we're going to come back to you and let you have final remarks, and you can dismiss us with the word of prayer. We won't be on the line. I won't be feeling nothing tomorrow, y'all. So we will not be on here the next time. We'll be on, we'll be next Tuesday. However, remember Saturday segment, and remember the Sunday early morning prayer. Amen. If anybody else has anything else they'd like to say, they're welcome to do so. Your lines is open. We certainly thank God for the callers out of Stockton, area code 209. The caller with the last number was 1637, and the other caller, that caller was 7890. God bless you all. Back into the hands of Evangelist Nelson. God bless you.
Woman of God, I ask that you would pray for my sister-in-law. Her name is Terry Klein. The enemy attacked her with a stroke, and I ask that as a praying woman, you would pray for her 100% recovery.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm sorry, I forgot that. And also, Minister Darrellin's father had surgery on today. We want to continue to pray for his healing. And also, what's your sister-in-law's name?
Her name is Terry Kline, K-L-I-N-E.
Tiffany.
Terry.
All right, well, we got
Terry Kline.
Tiffany Kline, okay.
Evangelist Bernard.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I actually received a phone call from my brother. They did not do my father's surgery. I'm thanking God because he said the place where they sent him there was not the place that he should have been. So, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason. So the surgery did
all
not
right.
take place, and I'm grateful. So whenever
okay.
they have to do it, we're going to stand in agreement that God sends him to the right place in Jesus' name.
All yeah. right. All right. Well, that's a good report. Okay, Evangelist Nelson. Amen. She can pray.
I just thank God for
God.
All the inputs. And it just gave joy to my soul. And, you know, like he said, prayer is the key to everything. We can't give up. You got to continue to pray 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You got to still believe that God is and that he can. And, you know, no matter what happens, it makes me think of the Bible when it says how they had faith and some died not even seeing the promise. But they still had the faith as they were here to pray. And so that's what we have to do on today. And everyone that spoke just touched my heart. Because God is able to see us through any situation that we face in life. I don't care what it is. He's able. We serve, like he said, we serve a living God. And I love him with all of my heart because he's a living God. And he hears and he knows and he answers us and he talks to us when we want him to. You know, it made me think about, and I'm going to pray after this, it made me think about my mother-in-law just died. And God placed her here with me for 6 months. When she came in, she was a PRD alcoholic, 85 years old. PRD alcoholic.
God.
But the Lord showed me how to deal with her. He showed me to show her love and to live the life in front of her. And before she died,
right.
she sat on my couch and she said, I have never been this close to God. She said, but I'm seeing you praying and I'm seeing you living the life. She said, I didn't came closer than God I ever been. She said, I ask God to help me to stop drinking, and you help me to stop drinking. She said, I know you love me because I feel it. She said, I'm not just talking about this thing. She said, I feel it in you. So before she died, she got it right, y'all. She got it right. She just died Christmas Eve. But
my
the thing
God.
Is, God brought her here. When she got here, she was weighing 70 pounds. She was a tall woman. When she came in, she looked like she was shorter than me, and I'm only 5'1". And God showed me how to love up on her and how to feed her and how to do all the things. And when she left here, she was weighing 95 pounds, strong,
look
walking
at
around. What prayer I can't do and the little love can't do. It can do it all. And I just thank God. I thank God for that.
Excuse me.
So we're going to just pray. And God heard all the requests, and we're going to pray for each request that we're, because God knows it all. Lord, this we come before your presence again, and you heard the request of your people. And God, we ask you to go and intervene in every situation.
Hallelujah.
Because we know that you can and you will.
Mm.
You said if we have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, that we can remove mountains in our lives.
Thank you.
And Lord, you hear the mountain in everybody's life. And Lord, I'm asking you to touch and heal, set free, and deliver. In the right name of Jesus. And Lord, we're going to honor you, and we're going to give you the praise, and we're going to give you the glory, and we're going to give you the honor. Because we know it was nobody but you that did it for us. And we thank you. We thank you, God. We give you the praise today. We give you the praise. And we're just going to thank you for it right now. We're going to thank you for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the
mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dr. Chaz. I just wanted to remind you all on Friday and Saturday is my prayer line from 7 to 7:30. If you don't have the information, you can get it from Pastor Benoit.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so you
yes,
all
Pastor
call
Benoit,
in and support. Go ahead.
Okay, I will. As Pastor
call
Benoit,
in
I
and support
give
him.
Okay. Pastor Benoit, I thank you opportunity, and I will be coming on this line, and I will be fellowshipping with you guys, and I just thank and praise
you.
God that he put us together on the phone, because God is good, and it's not going to be, I will be on there, and I'll be on her prayer line. So just continue
praying
for me and my family.
Amen. Well, we thank
Hallelujah.
God for the woman of God. We ask God to restore back into her everything that she poured out. Amen. And that God will continue to shield and protect her son and everything that she's believing God for in this season, that it will be manifested in this season. Amen. And even her beautiful daughters and grandchildren and son-in-laws, God, just continue to smile upon them. Continue to let her light shine wherever she go, God, where she can be a blessing to everyone that she encounter. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for just having a blessed week this week. And we thank you for all the women and men of God that call in on a regular basis, Lord God, and that they are strengthening, you know, no more shy, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for intervening on our behalf, God. We thank you for opening up doors. We thank you for making ways, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you for being God all by yourself. God, we thank you because you do not lie. God, we even lift up Sister Corinthian before you right now. Amen. And God, drop in my spirit right now. Hallelujah, Lord God, everything that she has before her, everything that she needs to do to get out of that house, God, you've already blessed her to sell that house, God. Now, Lord God, we asking you to bring everything into its rightful place, God. Amen. When she don't have to worry, she won't have to fret, and she'll be out of there, and that property will be clean. Amen. And she can do, do the things that you have destined for her to do, God. God, give her a new mind, God. I'm asking you for new peace for Sister Corinthians and her family, God. I'm even a husband, God. We bring him to you right now, God. Lord God, you know who he is. Amen. You know all about him, God. God, we asking you to rest him. Give him a mind to do the right thing, God. Give him a mind to do the right thing, God. You will not let nobody torment your children. Hallelujah. It's your will that we would be in oneness, that we would be in unity, that we would love one another, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let that man come back, God, and take his rightful place at the head of the family, God. And even I pray for these men that are out of place today, God. We asking you, Lord God, to restore them. Give them strength, God, to rise up and be the men that they should be for their wives, for their children, and for their families, God. In the name of Jesus, where they think they're weak, Lord God, I'm asking you to build them up, Lord God, and let them be strong. Hey, you're no Messiah. We come against the wiles of the devil right now. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every evil, every negative assignment that he has assigned to these men of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, let your blood cover these men. Hey, you know no Messiah. In the name of Jesus, Satan, we bind you. Hallelujah. We send you back into the until dry and heaven is placed, God, never to rise again, God. Oh, God, let us continue to lift you up, God, and give you glory. Hallelujah. Give you praise. Amen. Let everything that come out of our mouth be to glorify you, be to magnify your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for every woman of God that graced this line. We thank you for the men of God that graced this line. God, we ask you to lift up Prophet Michael Davis today, God. Wherever he's at right now, God, touch him. Meet every need, God. Every financial situation that may be occurring right now, God, we asking you to handle it, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said you would give us favor. Hallelujah. Favor with man and favor with you, God. Help us to walk in that victory. Help us to walk in that knowledge. Help us to walk in that promise. For your promises are yeah, and your promises are amen. And we thank you for them right now. We thank you, Lord God, for Prophet Michael Lewis, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for even my sister Danielle, God. I ask you to touch her right now, God. Comfort her heart, Lord God. Everything that's going on in the prison right now, God. Don't let it come nigh her, God. Don't let her be anxious, Lord God. But let her stay prayerful, God. Let her stay focused and know that this is her year of release. Hallelujah. You said it and it will be done. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. Remember my grandson, God, that he would get on the plane on Sunday, God, and return back to California. Hallelujah. While we're waiting in these next 3 or 4 days, God, come in with your blood, God. In the name of Jesus, send a host of angels, God, to shield and protect him, God. We bless you, God. We praise you. We magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you for Bishop Blake as he traveled through the airways and the byways, God. Go with him, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Mother Blake's, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you praise, God. Remember the Singleton family, God. Remember the Benoids and the Sanders and the Boltons, God. Remember my mother, God. Continue to touch her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the woman of God that shared the word of God with us today, God. God, forever, do what you need to do, everything that you promised her you would do, God. Everything that she didn't see in last season, God, let her see it in this season. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We got we're going to close on out with this.
Because of you. a beautiful day. Jesus' name, and beautiful weekend.